Good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW. In Sitka, joining me on the phone this morning from Berkeley is Julie Kane. Julie, you there?
Yes, I'm here. Good morning.
Good morning. Julie is the senior producer of a radio documentary called Squeeze Box Stories, which is going to air on Raven Radio this Sunday at 7 p.m., and people are going, Julie Kane, where do I know that name from? And Julie, you were KCAW's summer intern. It must have been like, what, 2006 or so?
Yes, 2006.
Okay, and we haven't forgotten you.
I haven't forgotten you either.
I was really, you know, when I saw this, when I saw the information for Squeeze Box Stories, I was like, why am I not surprised that it's Julie behind this program? Because this was, I mean, I think of our interns, I think you probably had a really sort of an open mind, eclectic taste, and you were probably willing to go anywhere your curiosity took you.
Yes, I was, and I want to say that being there at Raven really opened me up to a career in radio. I mean, I've loved music all my life, and I was a photographer before I became a radio producer, and I realized when I was in Alaska that I really was able to think with my ears, and it didn't, like you say, it didn't really matter what the story was I was doing. I was constantly kind of investigating things through sound, and that was something that you really helped me learn how to do. So
think with your ears. Could we put that on a t-shirt? Do you mind?
Yes.
I like it. Tell me a little bit about Squeeze Box Stories, how the program developed, and then I want to play a little snippet of the program. But why the accordion? Where did this idea come from?
Well, it came from me listening to a lot of different music. You know, I have a really wide taste in music, and a lot of it came from me being able to really dig into the Raven Music Library when I was there, which was one of my great pleasures of working there. But I started noticing that there was this common thread in a lot of the music I was listening to that was from all over the world, which was that it often had an accordion in it. And I was really curious, and I was at a dinner party, and there was an ethnomusicologist at the table. And I said, so what's the deal with the accordion? And she said, how much time do you have? And we sat down, you know, a couple days later and had coffee, and she talked for an hour straight and talked to me about the accordion all over the world and why it's in music from Afghanistan, Lebanon, Tanzania, you know, Poland, Germany, Italy, Mexico, Colombia, Argentina, I mean, pretty much everywhere you can think of. And when she finally told me that it was the official instrument of the city of San Francisco, I was like, I think we should apply for a grant. So that's what we did. We got funded and produced this one-hour documentary about the musical and cultural history of the accordion, and also kind of we use it as a vehicle to talk about immigration history to California.
Yeah, there's so many interesting facets when you begin to look at sort of geography or ethnography through the lens of an instrument, and obviously it's fascinating enough that this woman, is she the person who became your sort of co-producer?
Exactly, yes. Marie Abe is her name. She's also a really talented accordion player. She's a professor of ethnomusicology at Boston University. And so she was a great partner for me because she brings all this academic depth to the work and also is a musician, so, you know, has that kind of musical ear and could explain some complex things to me that I didn't understand about music theory and so forth. So she was great to work with.
Okay, so you got the funding, and then you put together this hour-long documentary, and I guess you have you have harnessed it to the horsepower of PRI, Public Radio International, and they were your distributor?
They weren't our distributor. We so far have distributed distributed it ourselves, but Marco Werman, who's one of the hosts of the World PRI program, it narrated the show for us.
Okay.
And so there's that connection, but PRI is not actually distributing it, but still we've been on over 100 stations all over the country. So, you know, you think, oh, accordions, you know, if they have sort of a bad reputation, and you think maybe there wouldn't be a very wide audience for it, but apparently not.
Apparently not. Well, we're going to hear Werman's voice in this. I'm going to play 60 seconds of this of your program. It's the piece of the program that's called The Billboard. People who listen to Raven Radio are going to be very familiar with this. It's the thing that sort of comes on when they're just heading up a show and it leads into headlines or something. So anyway, this is just a snippet of it, and you'll hear Werman saying, coming up next, the news, and things like that. But again, this is just The Billboard, and I wanted to play it to give people a little bit of the flavor of the program. So here it is.
I'm Marco Werman of PRI's The World. Welcome to Squeezebox Stories, a musical and social history of the accordion. In the next hour, we'll visit Zydeco dance halls and Mexican Norteño clubs, punk rock apprentices and Arabic master musicians, all to discover what's behind the surprisingly wide appeal of this ultimate people's instrument.
So the accordion, that's the only instrument you hug. It becomes part of your body. When I carry my accordion, all my shyness goes away.
The accordion, it's not just that it's been in different hands or played differently by different people. It's been the meeting place. It's been the crossroads.
And man, that sound just hits you.
Hey! Join us for a musical journey with the accordion. First, this news.
I love it. The accordion, the only instrument you hug.
Yeah. I love how he says, all my shyness goes away.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, I have to sort of disclose my kind of wonder bred, Midwest suburban upbringing. But, you know, for me, for so long, I think I associated the accordion with Lawrence Welk, you know, or, you know, something kind of staid. Like that, but also, you know, when I got to Raven Radio as well, and I discovered Beausoleil and people like Ry Cooter, who were integrating the accordion into their, you know, into their kind of their musical drive, you know, I realized there was something much more to the instrument. But Squeezebox Stories, it seems like you could go anywhere, and the accordion has infiltrated. Practically.
It's true. And I think a lot of people have that association with Lawrence Welk and the accordion, and we actually talk about that in the documentary, why that is and what that's about. So I won't disclose that. I'll let people listen to find out more about that Lawrence Welk connection. But it is, like Marco said, it's the ultimate kind of people's instrument. It was, you know, mass-produced. It's a product of the Industrial Revolution. It's relatively easy to get a sound out of it that's decent. It's hard to play an accordion, but it's easy to kind of fiddle around with one. They're also portable, and so right at this time when there's this huge migration of people during the Industrial Revolution, they're able to carry this instrument with them, and it's a really loud instrument, so it could be used in kind of parties and house dances and so forth without any amplification. And it's also kind of a one-man band, and so you didn't really need to have a whole orchestra to have a party. You just needed one person who could get a few notes out of an accordion, and you had a party. And you also could carry your music and your culture with you as as people were migrating all over the world. So that's why it's so ubiquitous, and that's why it's you kind of hear it everywhere.
Julie, you mentioned that you got a grant to do this program. Is that why, the website, squeezeboxstories.com, seems like it's an amazing resource for people interested in the accordion. You've got kind of a timelines and history. You have amazing photographs of beautiful instruments, but this was not a fly-by-night project for you. It seems like you must have devoted a lot of your attention, a lot of your professional energy to this project for a considerable amount of time.
Yes, I did. Me and Mari Abe, my co-producer, we got funded by the California Council for the Humanities, which is a wing of the National Endowment for the Humanities. So we got a substantial grant to really produce this and make it have. It's kind of a marriage between journalism and academia, and the website is where one place where you really see that. And in fact, we're developing curriculum materials now from the content from the website and documentary for college classes. So, but yeah, we did spend. We worked on it over the course of 2 years. Neither of us could do it full time, so I would say it would have been like a year's worth of full time work.
All right, and what about you, Julie? Is there an accordion in your life now that you hug at night?
Well, no. I don't actually play the accordion, but I did take a lesson. Marie gave me a lesson because I wanted to really have a really visceral, physical understanding of the instrument, because so many people talk about it as being this extension of your body and so I took a lesson, and it is incredibly difficult, especially for me. I'm a little dyslexic, and you have to use your right and left hand, and they're doing very different things, and you can't see what your left hand is doing at all. So it's quite difficult, but it is. You really are hugging it. It's pressed right up against your heart and your lungs, and you feel the instrument. It breathes, it has these bellows, and it is, and also I have to say, it's pretty heavy, and you strap it on your body and have to kind of buckle it on you, and it feels sort of like being pregnant. So it's not a flute.
not a piccolo.
No.
Well, if you or anybody involved in Squeezebox Stories, or anybody listening for that matter, would like some inspirations, a lot of the things that you're talking sort of evoke the image in my mind of last year's first annual Alice McChesney Triathlon in Sitka, where one of the events in honor of Alice McChesney was you had to play before you could even get up and go to your boat. It was a race where you had to play the accordion, you had to row a boat around a buoy, and then you had to come back and ride your bike through an obstacle course. And one of the first things you had to do, of course, was play a recognizable oompa-pa on an accordion, with a musical judge standing right there. Yeah, and it's there's a YouTube video that you can find.
If you go
to YouTube and just search for Alice McChesney.
We should put that up on our website.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
Great.
It's I'm sure you would I'm sure it would resonate with you, especially since you know Sitka and you know something of our folk ways.
Yeah, so. Absolutely.
Julie, it's been a pleasure talking with you. You are the show is going to be on Squeezebox Stories. It's going to air on Raven Radio 7 p.m. this Sunday, but just quickly, you did this project a while ago, and now you're off in kind of a different direction. You have regular work now, right?
Yeah, well, I work at one of the NPR affiliates in San Francisco, KALW, which is a great station, and I cover all kinds of things, but my beat is transportation issues, so I'm reporting on everything from how do you ride a bike and city traffic to high-speed rail projects in the state of California to subway construction. I mean, you name it. I'm thinking how pavement is made. I'm thinking about a lot of different things right now. But there's always music in my stories, actually.
Oh, good. Yeah. I feel a little bit like a proud papa. I don't know. Hearing you talk about this, it's another amazing intern success story from.
Raven is really pivotal for me, really pivotal.
And you were pivotal for us.
Yeah.
And we can find out just how much this Sunday at 7 o'clock when your story airs.
And we have a Facebook page, Squeezebox Stories. If you like us, people will get updates and stuff about what's going on with the show.
All right. Julie Kane is the senior producer of the documentary Squeezebox Stories. Again, it airs this Sunday at 7. She's joined me live this morning from Berkeley, California. Thanks, Julie.